is why I am so excited right now to have pulled this card. Truly. It's little things like that that truly light me up. So think of it like radio frequencies. When you're scattered or disconnected, it's like static. The signal is there, but you can't quite catch it. But when you're centered, present, in flow, suddenly the messages come through crystal clear. So right now is a great time for me and you, whoever's listening, to receive some sort of clarity, some sort of answers. It's like our radio frequency is really tapped into the universe right now. And that's when you'll notice 1111, right as you're thinking about a dream you want to pursue, or 333 when you're doubting yourself. Hello, hello, magical friends, yo mis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And welcome to Witchy Wednesday. This episode is something near and dear to my heart, and I've been experiencing a lot lately. We're going to talk about something that I think everyone has experienced: synchronicities, those strange, the sparkly moments where the universe seems to give you a little wink. A little nudge. And when the same numbers or words or songs or animals start showing up again and again, and you can't help but think, like, what is this? This has to mean something. Let me Google the spiritual meaning of this now. Well, that's what I want to talk about. Lately, I've been in one of those seasons, seeing 1111, 444, snakes, deer. I mean, I guess in Utah, we see a lot of animals all the time, but sometimes seeing them over and over and over again makes me think, what does this mean? It's to the point where I'll go hours without checking the time, and then I pick up my phone and it's like, oh, okay, right there, 1111, 444. Wow. Or I'll see my birthday numbers, 819. All over the place, random receipts, license plates, even when scrolling online or something. And there will be moments where I need a sign from the universe, and the universe delivers it to me, usually in the form of numbers, which is so wonderful and confirming. And every time, it feels like a little cosmic tap on the shoulder, a reminder that something unseen is unfolding perfectly, even if I don't quite understand it yet. And so tonight's episode is about that magic, why synchronicities happen, what they mean, and how to interpret them without overthinking. Because the universe doesn't whisper in paragraphs, it speaks in patterns. And before we go deeper though, I'll pull a card from the Queen of the Moon Oracle. If you're familiar, it's by Stacy DeMarco. Beautiful deck. I want to pull a card every Witchy Wednesday to anchor our energy for this episode. So, seeing which one either pops out or I feel is the one to share. Oh, wait, I'm dead serious. Is this Hunter Moon season or is that September? I always mix those up. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hunter Moon. Hunter Moon. This is the Hunter Moon. You guys, I picked Hunter Moon, which happens to be October's supermoon, which happens to take place tonight. Okay, I swear to you, I pulled this card. Oh my word. I'm recording this on Monday, even though this will be released Wednesday. And so tonight we're experiencing the Hunter Moon, and I am so excited. I truly am lighted by this. This one felt right. Actually, one popped out and intuitively I was like, no, I didn't see it. And I just kept going and shuffling, and Hunter Moon Abundance came out. Okay. So what does Stacy DeMarco say about Hunter Moon Abundance? Oh, that is wild. See, it's little synchronicities like this. That was a beautiful synchronicity. That makes me so excited because the Hunter Moon is tonight and I pulled that card. Oh my gosh. I might have to put that on my Insta story. That's so exciting. Anyway, abundance. Take advantage of this time of abundance. It is all around you. Possibility and opportunity are everywhere. You are open and responsive to the abundance around you. There is enough for everyone. Pause this now and tell me you claim this energy. Yes, I claim this energy too. Okay, I'm so excited. Anyway, I am abundant and I am surrounded by opportunity. The Hunter Moon is the traditional moon of plenty. It was when game was at its most plentiful, so the people would not go hungry. The moon was large and bright in the sky, and in some cases deep orange, and there was a great deal of light to go hunting well into the evening. Our ancient ancestors couldn't just go off to the supermarket to buy what they needed to eat. Meat didn't come on trays, wrapped in plastic, eggs were gathered, warm clothing was made from skins of the same animals that were hunted for meat. Nothing was wasted. This abundance was part of a cycle just like any other. It wasn't present all the time, so this time of the year was to be taken advantage of while the going was good. The barrenness of the winter would soon return. Hunters had to be prepared. They had to have their weapons ready and their tracking skills honed. As modern people, we are less used to these natural cycles of plenty and barrenness because most of us have stepped away from growing food and the natural environment.
Very true.
However, these cycles are still there, even if we are not a part of them consciously. This moon normally rises in October in the northern hemisphere, and so was before the winter snows. Companion stone or metal is citrine. Ah, this is so exciting. Oh my gosh. I claim this energy. That was a synchronicity. As I'm talking about synchronicities, couldn't have gone any better. I'm so excited right now. All right, what is a synchronicity? Well, the word was first coined by Carl Jung. He described it as a meaningful coincidence. Events that just seem random, but are linked by something invisible, an invisible string of sorts, a thread of significance that honestly logic can't explain. It's just, what is this coincidence? Spiritually, though, synchronicity is the language of alignment. It's what happens when your internal world and the external world start dancing in rhythm. It's the universe saying, yes, keep going. That is why I am so excited right now to have pulled this card. Truly. It's little things like that that truly light me up. So think of it like radio frequencies. When you're scattered or disconnected, it's like static. The signal is there, but you can't quite catch it. But when you're centered, present, in flow, suddenly the messages come through crystal clear. So right now is a great time for me and you, whoever's listening, to receive some sort of clarity, some sort of answers. It's like our radio frequency is really tapped into the universe right now. And that's when you'll notice 1111, right as you're thinking about a dream you want to pursue, or 333 when you're doubting yourself, or you pull the Hunter Moon card on the one day of the Hunter Moon, full moon of the year. Anyway, you'll see signs, and it's like the universe is just giving you a little wink, a little nudge. You're supported. Synchronicity isn't random luck, it's resonance. I truly believe that. And the more you notice it, the stronger the connection gets. The more you're grateful for it or show excitement about it, I do believe the more often it happens. I've been telling you, I've been seeing so many synchronicities lately. It's exciting. I'm really excited and I feel like I'm dancing with the universe right now. So let's start with the most common signs. I'd say numbers. Numbers are the universe's most universal language, right? I mean, there's a reason why you see that sequence of numbers all the time. No translation needed, truly. So this is what I believe some of the most common synchronicities are and what the synchronicities tend to whisper. So let's say you see 111 or 1111. I see it as new beginnings or a sort of spiritual awakening, the universe saying that your thoughts are powerful. Choose them wisely. Or you might see 222, balance and harmony, trust the process, partnerships and alignment are forming. Then 333, divine guidance. You're surrounded by unseen support, your spirit team, ancestors, or higher self cheering you on. 444, protection. The foundation you're building is strong, even if it still feels wobbly. And then there's 555. Changes near, let go of control and let the new energy arrive. 666. Now I'm going to be contrarian because I don't believe 666 is evil. It's realignment. It's an invitation to come back to love instead of fear. And then 777, luck. The lucky number 7, right? Magic, luck, divine timing. You're in flow with the universe's rhythm. If you see 888, abundance. Not just money, but abundance of time, of peace, of opportunities, of synchronicities, and then 999, completion, one chapter closing so another can begin. And then, of course, the one that always feels the most personal to you may be your birthday. When your birthday numbers keep showing up, that's the universe simply saying that you're right on time. Remember who you are. All is well. That's my interpretation. Maybe if you really deeply listen in that moment, you may have a different interpretation. A lot of this is also what has been said to the world. People have, for example, acknowledged lucky number seven as a lucky number. So, but this is what seems to really align these numbers with these meanings. And it's like your higher self sending a postcard from the stars saying that you're doing exactly what you came here to do whenever you see them. And if you've ever noticed that, take it as just a moment of divine alignment. Maybe the 444 protection for some reason doesn't feel like it resonates, but simple divine alignment. You are where you need to be. Maybe something as simple as that may resonate, and your soul recognizing itself in the mirror of time. Maybe that resonates. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now. And for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever, so you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today. And then beyond the numbers, there's other signs too. The universe speaks in endless dialects. So not just numbers. We sometimes see animals. A butterfly fluttering across your path after you've gone through something painful. That's transformation, right? Or a crow. Mystery and magic. The reminder that the veil between worlds is thin. A hawk. Perspective. See from a higher vantage point. A hummingbird. Joy. The sweetness of life. Sometimes it's feathers. White feathers bring peace and guidance. Black feathers are known for protection. Gray ones, patience during uncertainty. That sign to you might just mean you're not alone. I have a friend whose soul sign is feathers. Whenever he sees a feather, it's like he feels the wink from the universe. Myself, it's butterflies, also hummingbirds. Also numbers, 444, right, or 1111, and owls, and now bald eagles. Anyway, other times the sign comes as words or songs. Maybe you're thinking of someone and their name pops up in a lyric or a podcast or even a random ad or whatever. Or maybe you've been reflecting on a theme like forgiveness, and suddenly everyone around you is talking about forgiveness. The universe echoes back the frequency you're living in. So when you're loving it, express your gratitude. Show your gratitude. You think you're just noticing coincidences, but you're actually noticing yourself. Think about that. It does feel like a coincidence, but maybe this is more also a wink to yourself, to your higher self. What do you do when synchronicity finds you? How do you respond when the universe taps you on the shoulder, gives you a little nudge or a wink? First, depending on the situation you're in, usually I pause. I take a breath. I smile. I acknowledge it. You don't have to analyze it to death. Just whisper, I see you. And if it feels like a wild synchronicity, like pulling this Hunter Moon card, I might just get super excited. So second, check your energy. What were you thinking or feeling or doing right before the sign appeared? That's usually the real message. Like, I'm on the podcast behind the mic right now. That synchronicity happened. Maybe that's because right now I'm on the right path for me. What were you doing in that moment before that sign appeared? Maybe it just means you are on the right path or something is aligned or everything will be okay. The number, the animal, the feather, they're just the punctuation marks around your current vibration. And then third, maybe if you have the time, journal or note it. Keep a little synchronicity log, like breadcrumb tracking your connection with the universe, right? When you look back, you'll see these patterns and maybe certain signs always appear during transitions or creative breakthroughs. And you'll see that pattern and be like, oh my word. Every time I see this, I feel this, and this is what happens, right? You'll see that pattern. So if you can just grab your notes app on your phone or something and note it, keep a synchronicity log. It's wild what you might reveal. And then fourth, if you can, pray, meditate, make a wish. If you see 1111, it's so fun to go ahead and make a wish. Why not? But instead of asking for something, use it as a moment to anchor gratitude or intention. So say, thank you for reminding me I'm on the right path and I can always ask for something and ask for this. Always express some gratitude, you know, truly. And finally, trust as well. You don't need to chase signs or force meaning. The universe isn't giving you a scavenger hunt. It's just giving you reassurance. So when synchronicity shows up, it's not like saying, go do this. It's saying, stay awake. You're in flow. And let's say you are asking for something specific. You can always say, give me a sign of a white bird or a rainbow or something. And maybe you'll see a rainbow, or maybe you'll see a rainbow in a painting, or maybe you'll see a white bird flying by, or maybe you'll see a white bird on a magazine that stands out to you. But perhaps the universe will deliver what you've asked for, letting you know that everything will be fine or it's on its way. It's fun to ask. I mean, try it out. What's the harm? No harm, no foul. So as we close, let's take a moment to tune in together. If you can, if you're safe, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and out, and think of the last synchronicity that found you. A number, a song, a conversation, whatever it was, see it in your mind's eye. Glowing gently like a constellation. Now imagine the universe placing its hand over your heart and saying, this is your reminder, you're in rhythm with me. Whisper quietly, I trust the timing of my life. I'm open to the signs that guide me. I am in conversation with the divine. Let those words settle in. You don't need proof. You just need presence. The universe is always speaking, not in grand gestures always, but in these little sacred echoes. And the more you listen, the more it listens back. So the next time you see 1111, or you find a feather on your walk, or you hear the perfect song at the perfect moment, smile. That's your reminder that you're part of something intelligent and playful and loving, something that speaks in synchronicity. Anyway, that is all. This is a short episode, but I really wanted to reflect on synchronicities. I hope that you enjoyed it and you're keeping your mind's eye open. I hope you enjoy all the synchronicities coming your way today and the rest of the week. And I will reconnect with you for Freaky Friday on Friday. Until next time, keep your eyes open for magic because the universe loves to play. Please share this with a friend who may resonate with this episode. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.